Personal log, crewman James Andrews. Per the captain's request, I've been conducting onboarding interviews with the crew of the Generation ship that we found floating in space. Floating. I mean, they were propelled. They were technically traveling under their own power. It's just that that power was solar sails, a technology that we abandoned 780 years ago. This has been one of those mundane kind of routine things that we occasionally do on the ship. We're introducing the crew to new technologies, helping them get up to speed with the advancements that humanity has made in the last 800 years, introducing them to some aliens, so on and so forth. Normally, this is fine. Sometimes it's even a little fun. People really freak out when they realize how far we have come. But, this one's been weird. I'm not sure these people are human. I mean, they look human, but they don't act human. Also beginning to strongly suspect that whatever mouse or mouse-like creature we have picked up on the ship came from the Generation ship. Not really sure how that would happen, as we started experiencing these odd symptoms a day or two before we docked with the Generation ship, but I got no other explanation for it. We docked with the Generation ship, and now everything's broken all the time. I mean, everything was broken all the time, but it's like a 40-year-old ship we're flying here. Honestly, their Generation ship works better than ours does, because they actually understand how it works. According to the internal computer on the Generation ship, I should really find out what that ship is called. I've just been calling it the Generation ship, as if it's the only one. We sent out like 10,000 of these things back in the early days of spaceflight. Let me start over. According to the internal logs on the Generation ship, this Generation ship, it's not the Generation ship, come on. But according to the internal logs on this Generation ship, they've been in flight for about 110, 120 years. Basically everybody who had seen Earth is dead. But most of the people on the ship knew somebody who had seen Earth, you know, their parents, their aunts and uncles. They haven't been flying for that long, comparatively speaking. It's a Generation ship, but it's really only been one generation. There's lots of kids. It's weird to see kids on a old, rickety spaceship. It's not old and rickety. I gotta be nicer to them. Their spaceship's really nice. It's just an antique. But it's weird to see kids in this environment, you know? And old people. I mean, I guess we've got some old people on the Jupiter's Ghost, but, like, they're, like, you know, modern old people, biologically enhanced, and they're gonna live to be 300, and these people, like, they're in their 70s, and they look like they're 300. It's gross. It's gross, and I told them that, and now they won't talk to me. Crew person Trilo has been leading these interviews, because I really just couldn't care at all. And they're very eager to help, but, I can't figure out what their job is or what they're good at. It seems to be everything, but also absolutely nothing. And I really don't know what to make of that. The crew of the Generation ship got really excited when they met Trilo, though. Just, it was like not only did they know Trilo, but like they were some kind of celebrity. Like Trilo had been a star of a Holo novel or something. It was very bizarre. I got no explanation for it. But Trilo's been living it up. I'm concerned for what this is doing to their ego. I'm concerned for what this is doing to the crew of the Generation ship. Who am I kidding? I'm not concerned. It's kind of funny. I'm gonna let them have this moment.